is sponsored by the Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, craft and scrapbooking supplies, and consigned clothing for the whole family.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The alleged Georgia school shooter Colt Gray is charged with murder, and this morning his father is facing charges as well.
54-year-old Colin Gray, now charged with 4 counts of involuntary manslaughter, 2 counts of second-degree murder, and 8 counts of cruelty to children. Sources telling ABC News investigators believe Colin gifted his 14-year-old son an AR-15-style rifle for Christmas, which the teenager used to terrorize his school Wednesday, leaving 4 people dead.
ABC's Faith Abube, that gift given after police had investigated the teenager for threats against a different school last year. The Labor Department out just now with new employment numbers. July numbers were lower than expected. Expectations for August were 161,000, that number 142,000. That will play heavily into the Federal Reserve's decision on interest rates later this month. This is ABC News. Police in Kenya say Olympic runner Rebecca Cheptegei died Thursday after her ex set her on fire following an argument over a plot of land. She's the third elite female athlete allegedly murdered by their partners.
Kenya has seen a dramatic increase in femicide in recent years, with an estimated 47 women killed each week, one of the highest rates in Africa.
My hope and prayer is that she will find justice and finally, we have systems at work that enable women to be free from oppressive behavior such as this by men.
Murder charges against her ex-boyfriend are expected soon.
That's ABC's Rhiannon Alley. The orange dye in Doritos might lead to a medical breakthrough. Researchers are turning mice transparent with the chemical, at least until it's washed off. That lets the doctors see blood vessels and muscle fibers. Scientists hope they might one day use the technique on humans. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Hey, WRCO listeners, this is Heather at the Creative Outlet. Do you have craft supplies that you need but can't find them locally? At the Creative Outlet, I create my supply orders by what my customers want to buy. Show me exactly what you need to finish your current project and get ideas for that next creation. My goal at the Creative Outlet is to keep you creative and happy. Thanks for shopping locally at the Creative Outlet, located on Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Our Labor Day sale is going on now at Court & Main. It's the perfect time to refresh your home. Enjoy 25% off all custom leather and upholstery, including recliners, sofas, love seats, and sectionals. Save 50% on all sheets, mattress protectors, adjustable bases, and pillows when you purchase a mattress. And don't forget, get a jump on the holidays with 50% off all holiday decor. Visit us at Court & Main and Richland Center and take advantage of these fantastic deals. These offers are too good to miss, so stop by before they're gone. Transform your home for less with Court & Main.
There will never be a time when we don't encourage pre-planning. This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our staff has years of experience getting to know families and incorporating their loved ones' hobbies, activities, interests, and unique requests into meaningful and memorable services. Don't ever hesitate to make a request because you think it might be too out there. We are honored to work with you to create a service that truly reflects and celebrates your loved one's individual life journey at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
You're invited to join Trinity Apostolic Faith Church at 489 South Larson in Richland Center to learn more about the basic truths found in Scripture. On Sunday mornings, school begins at 9:30 with morning worship at 11, evening worship at 5, and on Wednesdays, Bible study begins at 7. Enjoy a warm, traditional environment as you learn about Jesus. No collections are taken at the Apostolic Faith Church. For more information, call 608-647-3406 or go to apostolicfaith.org.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, certainly a blast of cool fall-like air coming down across the upper Midwest today with that north wind. Temperatures will be running a good 7 to 9 degrees below normal. And with that, there's even a chance of some patchy frost late tonight, especially in parts of central and northern Wisconsin. Frost advisory has been issued up around Hayward, down to Merrill and Anago through the night. Otherwise, a nice weekend with sunshine and high pressure in control. Temperatures a little chilly tomorrow yet, but then warming back to normal on Sunday. And even above normal weather expected most of next week, feeling quite summer-like as warm air pours in from the southwest. Very dry pattern as well, hardly any precipitation in the forecast for the next 7 days. That forecast for today, partly sunny, breezy, and cool. Just a chance of a couple of stray sprinkles, especially to the northeast of Richland Center. High temperature 66, north wind between 8 and 16. For tonight, mostly clear and rather cool, low at 39 degrees. North to northwest wind tapers down to 5. Mostly sunny, continued fall-like tomorrow with highs in the mid-60s. Northwest wind close to 10. Saturday night, mostly clear, low at 42. And Sunday, mostly sunny, breezy, and warmer, highs in the mid-70s. West wind between 10 and 17 miles per hour. The outlook for Monday, sunny and warm, low 51 with a high of 82. Tuesday should be partly cloudy, continued balmy, low at 53, high up to 83. Wednesday, mostly sunny, even warmer, low 56 with highs in the middle 80s. Thursday continued unusually warm with lots of sunshine, low in the upper 50s with a high near 87. You have yourself a great morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Currently in Richland Center, our temperature is at 53 degrees. Also, we have cloudy conditions this morning. Daytime high yesterday of 78. We picked up 4/100ths of an inch of rain. 49, the morning low. Record high 97 set in 1922. Record low 35 in 1988. Last year's high was 78 and the low 64. Sunset will occur at 7:28 this evening. Sunrise time tomorrow morning 6:32. 53 right now with cloudy conditions. We have a little bit of a breeze, light and variable, and the barometer is at 30.09. No precipitation today. Again, after a low of 49, we're at 53 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Consider this. H.B. Gibbon tells the story of how victory was won in the case of a woman found in the dives of New York. She was a poor, wretched creature in rags, covered with vermin. Long after midnight, she was brought to the mission, and Mrs. Gibbon got up and dressed and came and sat beside the sinful woman. She told her of God's love. The Bible tells us of God's love. With a growl like a bear, the woman said, "What do I care about the love of God up in heaven? No one has ever loved me down here." Mrs. Gibbon told her she loved her and longed for her salvation. The woman snapped out, "You say you love me. People who love each other show affection. They kiss each other and put their arms around one another. You wouldn't kiss a thing like me." Mrs. Gibbon wasn't the kissing kind, and Satan had challenged her at a weak point. Without a moment's hesitation, she threw her arms around the woman and kissed her. The poor woman threw herself to the floor, crying to God for mercy, and became a wonderful Christian. Your friends at the Apostolic Faith Church thank you for considering this.
Sports Time is sponsored by Hillsborough Equipment, locally owned and operated with products to make your outdoor living easier and more enjoyable, and Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories. A look back at high school action last night, details on the football schedule, the Packers prepare for the season opener, and the Brewers are at home against the Rockies this weekend. We'll have those stories coming up.
Hauling, fencing, hunting, as sure as real work requires breaking a sweat, John Deere Gator utility vehicles work as tough and play as hard as you do. Find your Gator at Hillsborough Equipment, because you don't need just any side-by-side. You need a cargo box that performs under stress and extreme conditions, and an engine that hustles with or without a full load in the back. Run with us on a Gator UTV from Hillsborough Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport.
I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports. The Richland Center volleyball team won 3-2 last night at Dodgeville in the Southwest Conference opener. The Hornets defeated the defending conference champs with a hard-fought victory. The scores were 24-26, 25-22, 16-25, 25-23, and 15-9 as the Hornets won the last two to take the match. Senior Soleil Ewing had 5 kills in the fifth set to help lead the Hornets to victory. Each player contributed on the night. Danica Pauls had 4 kills and 2 aces in the second set, the Hornets' first win on the night. Ella Weiss had 3 kills in the fourth set, and Lily Tidrick 2. Libero Carly Meaden led the back row, and saves by Chloe Darling and Maddie Huber helped the Hornets pick up a big road match win. Ava Garthwaite had 14 kills for Dodgeville as the Dodgers suffered their first loss of the young season. The Dodgeville JV won 2-1 over the Hornets in the early match. I asked head coach Jamie Johnson of Richland Center following the match if he looked at it as an upset on the first night of the conference.
I would think most people on the outside would say it's an upset. They're defending conference champs, had so many players back. Ava, is a great player for them. The MVP was back. But our girls believed. We talked about it that our schedule's really weird, all these road games to start with. And I said, if we're going to play Dodgeville, I'd rather play them right off the bat, maybe catch them off guard beginning of the year, strike some lightning here. But, the girls believed. I told them how proud I was of them there in that huddle there. They persevered.
He says they got in the right mindset.
We did have the lead most of the time. And then towards the end there, we just started, hey, this is the winning side. This side has won every time. We're going to finish this one off. And we won that fourth set. And I told Carly, if we don't get serve, I want this side. We're going to keep that mojo going here. And they won. They chose to serve, so we stayed on that winning side. And but really proud of just so many people. Soleil really came up, carried it. They started hitting where we were telling them, like, why do you guys not trust me on this? But then they started getting the sets and the passing. Our serve receive went through a lull, but our serve receive got clean, and that just allowed us to hit them.
Richland Center plays the first 5 matches of the conference season on the road. They will play at Platteville Thursday night. Dodgeville will play at Prairie du Chien. Prairie du Chien was a winner 3-2 over River Valley last night in Southwest Conference League play, and Platteville swept Lancaster. Mineral Point 3-0 over Fenimore. It was Holman getting the win 3-0 over Toma. The Richland Center varsity soccer team lost 1-0 on the road. Dodge Point scored the game's only goal on a penalty kick. The Hornets played strong and the game was scoreless at half. Giovanni Cerna and Connor Stoltz provided scoring chances, but Richland Center could not find the net. Jack Stanley had a great game at stopper. The Hornets will play Saturday at the Bigfoot Tournament against some of the best teams in the state. The Richland Center JV lost 2-1. Landon Williams scored the lone Hornets goal. It was Mount Horeb over Reedsburg, 2-1, and also Holman 4-0 over Toma. Madison Country Day Abundant Life St. Ambrose was a 3-1 winner against Wisconsin Heights Barneveld. Last night in high school football, DeForest 52-0 over Fort Atkinson. Milton beat Sun Prairie West 35-6. Sun Prairie over Oregon 35-27. Tonight's games include Richland Center traveling to Prairie du Chien. Coach Andy Troxel feels his team's non-conference schedule will prepare them for the Southwest this year.
You kind of look at these two non-conference games to start your season and figure out kind of how you want to or what kind of competition you want to see, right? And so sometimes people schedule a little easier non-conference schedule, not us. We went after Toma, school twice our size, and then, we knew what we were getting into, putting Potosi-Cassville on the schedule, as a D7 powerhouse. But it's a blessing. right? I mean, they exposed some things that we needed to shore up before we start conference play. You know, and everybody gets a little more amped up as we start SWC play. And, I mean, it's not easy for us. Our first draw to go down to Prairie du Chien, right, and face a really good Prairie team with some really good athletes. You know, I think that this timing couldn't have been better for us.
River Valley will travel to take on Dodgeville at Dodgeville tonight. Co-head coach Dan Makovic talked about the matchup for the River Valley Blackhawks.
Watching Dodgeville this year, they have made a lot of improvements. They have some very talented athletes. The quarterback has a strong arm. They definitely try to establish the run. They have some big linemen that are able to move the ball and open holes right there, and then they go play action on you. So if you're not paying attention to your wide receivers, they're open down the field. And again, the quarterback has an arm and he's not afraid to throw it. There were also times where people were covered and he took off running and he scored a couple touchdowns doing that from 50 plus yards. So Dodgeville has definitely improved a lot.
That's our game of the week tonight. It's a Facebook-only broadcast on WRCO's Facebook page, so check it out there. Green Bay Packer football begins at 5 this afternoon, and no local broadcast for us tonight. River Valley at Dodgeville, our featured game. Beaver Dam plays at Mount Horeb-Barneveld in the Southwest Conference. Scenic Bluffs action has Ithaca traveling to Hillsboro. Here's Bulldogs co-head coach David Klang.
Looking at them, they have great team speed. All their backs, quarterbacks and backs and wings, they have lots of speed, which will be a little bit different than what we've been used to the last couple weeks, that their team speed is going to be quite a bit faster than what we've seen, and they just kind of know how to play together. They've been in that scheme, and they've all kind of getting to be upperclassmen with that scheme, that they kind of know how to do it and how to function. So it'll be a little bit more of a challenge for us, but I think we'll definitely be up for
it. I asked David if he feels they're prepared for the new conference, the Scenic Bluffs.
I would say after the first couple of weeks, that kind of really helped us and helped get our people that we moved around get some confidence and some understanding in their new positions and new roles. I think we have lots of confidence, and they understand that if we do our assignments and attention to details, like, we can compete and play against anybody.
Riverdale is in action tonight as well. They are in the Six Rivers Conference this year, hosting Potosi Cassville. Here's Riverdale coach Lucas Phelps.
Overall, we are seeing some improvements. We're getting some guys back this week. It should help. But at the end of the day, you know, with those improvements, those measurable goals, we have to find a way to win consistently in the trenches, and that's where we're struggling right now.
And the team prepares for a very tough challenge tonight.
Really, what we told our kids, we have to focus on our measurable goals, what we need to do to improve week in and week out as we go into conference play. Potosi is going to be a beast. But we told our kids our goal is to compete on every play to the best of our ability and keep finding ways to improve. You know, I think the one thing that I have been impressed about by our group is we're +5 in the turnover margin this year. We've done a tremendous job of forcing turnovers, making plays in defense. We've done a really good job of taking care of the ball in offense. And I do believe that's going to pay dividends down the road for us.
Riverdale hosting Potosi Cassville tonight. River Ridge at Blackhawk Warren. Iowa Grant at Waseca Steuben Seneca. Cashton's at Nisida and New Lisbon at Royal in the Scenic Bluffs. And in the SWAL, Cuba City at Belleville. Darlington at Mineral Point. Fenimore at Southwestern East Dubuque. Reedsburg travels to La Crosse Central. Baraboo at Toma. West Salem at Viroqua. Wisconsin Dells at Waupun. Black River Falls at Westby. And Mauston at Nakusa. 8-player football tonight. Waniwak Weston is at DeSoto. North Crawford at Wisconsin Heights. Monticello at Kickapoo Lafarge. And Belmont at Highland. Last night at the Viroqua Invitational Cross-Country Meet, it was a big night for the Richland Center Ithaca team as they took first place. Led by Clayton Lee, who was second overall with a time of 17:32, Ryan Stadler was 7th, and Kiernan Culver was 9th. Robert Budden was 13th, Dane Schwartz 18th, Devin Woodhouse 33rd, and Ethan Haiti 40th among the runners. La Crosse Central was the second place team. Boscobel took 3rd. Bodie Bright was their top runner, 11th place overall. Graydon Richter was 12th. Tyler Miller 14th. Alex Krull was 22nd. And Ashton Udelhoven was 23rd. Brookwood's Cooper Powell was the top overall runner. His time was 17:23. River Valley with a 10th place finish as a team. Bryce Ferguson, their top runner, with a 43rd place finish. Nathan Hamilton was 47th. Isaac Limix, 56th. And Bennett Woodhouse, a 67th place finish for River Valley at the Viroqua Invite. In cross-country middle school action, it was Brookwood, the top overall team. It was Hillsboro second. Richland Center Ithaca was third, but they had the overall top runner, Owen Dreyer, with a time of 9:27. Evan Haiti was also the 10th place runner for the middle school. Also in the girls' action, Viroqua was the top team overall. Richland Center Ithaca was third, led by Grace Fretz with a time of 21:44. Grace was fourth overall. Pearl Fretz was ninth. Boscobel's Nora Jolson was the overall runner with a time of 20:42, taking first place at Viroqua. And middle school girls' action, Margaret Lawless of Richland Center Ithaca, a seventh grader with a top time, taking first place. Richland Center Ithaca's Mercy Fretz finished fifth in the running. Elsewhere in sports, all-star bowling from yesterday. The series high belonged to Hammer Time, 27-79, Turbo's Bar and Grill at 27-25, and the Twin Bluffs, 27-16. High game honors, Julie Karen State Farm, 977, Twin Bluffs, 976, Hammer Time, 969. Top series, Lucas Lindvig, 726, Ken Nick Sr., a 717, Chuck Pardoon, a 673, and the top score individual for individuals, let's see, the high game was Ken Nix Sr., 267, Chris Pardoon and Lucas Lindvig, 257s, and Chuck Pardoon had a 242 in the All-Star Bowling League. The Packers open the 24 NFL season, hoping to continue the hot streak they had at the end of the year last year. Green Bay meets the Eagles in Brazil. Kickoff time 7:15. Quarterback Jordan Love will be trying to show he is worth the huge contract he signed in the offseason. And the talented core of receivers he has will try to continue their growth. The Packers are still the youngest team in the NFL, and the Eagles come into the game as 2.5-point favorites. A big part of the storyline focuses on the hotels where the two teams stay. The Eagles are near the stadium, while the Packers could face a 2-hour bus trip. The Badgers are seeking their first 2-0 start to a football season since 2020. They host FCS team South Dakota at Camp Randall Stadium Saturday with a 2:30 kickoff time. The Jackrabbits will be looking to exploit the weaknesses Wisconsin showed in the opener. Coach Luke Fickell's team needs to do a better job stopping the run and be more consistent on offense. In baseball, it's a Brewer game tonight for Milwaukee. They're hosting the Colorado Rockies, who are fifth in the National League West. The Brewers first in the NL Central. And concerning the Brewers, the prominent sports stats website Baseball Reference lists the Brewers as its top choice to win the World Series. The Brewers are given a 12.5% chance to win it all. The Houston Astros are the second choice. Starting with tonight's game against the Rockies, Milwaukee has 22 games left in the season and holds a 9-game lead on second place Chicago. Last night in the NFL opener, it was a big win for Kansas City as they were able to top the Ravens. Final score of 27-20. Patrick Mahomes threw for 291 yards and a touchdown, and the Kansas City defense kept Lamar Jackson and the Ravens out of the end zone on three consecutive plays in the closing moments. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
Next up in sports, we're going to give you the text to word, the word that you should text today to be a winner. Qualify for a pair of Milwaukee Brewer tickets, club level seats, or the grand prize, two tickets to attend the VIP world premiere of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Brewers. It's Todd and Phil's Just a Bit Outside Text to Win statewide contest, which concludes today. Here's the word that you should text today. That word being euchre. Euchre. Now, that's a tough one to spell. I'm guessing the spelling isn't all that important. They'll know what you mean, but in case you wondered, U-E-C-K-E-R. I believe that's different than the card game. Pretty sure it is. So anyway, give that a try, Euchre. If you have not done this, you can certainly download the Civic Media app, download the WRCO app, and text the corresponding hour's keyword. And again, today's word is Euchre. Join Todd Oball this afternoon on WRCE between 1 and 2. He'll give away another chance for Brewer tickets, and we'll also announce the grand prize winner of the chance to be at the world premiere of that upcoming movie. So again, remember, text the word Euchre right now.
Court in Maine offers quality, affordable furniture, mattresses, home decor options for all styles. Stop in downtown Richland Center for in-stock items as well as customizable styles today. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, your Trane heating and air conditioning system dealer, providing quality service and superior products. It's hard to stop a Trane. And WP Dental, providing modern dental care, helping create healthy, beautiful smiles Monday through Friday.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we're passionate about helping neighbors at all stages of life. The new driver, the new parent, the home buyer, the cycle riders, to the captains of boats. From your first job to the retiring couple ready to enjoy their golden years, important milestones and life's unexpected events, we choose to care for the people with the need, not just the risks and needs. Our goal is to take the confusion out of finding the right coverage. Stop by our office in Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Yes, indeed. Thanks for joining us today. It's Fresh from the Country Friday. We'll be bringing you some brand new country releases, and also we'll share with you the number one country most played song across the land. That is coming up from WRCO in just a little bit.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels, custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors? From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East, Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
L&M Salvage is buying all types of aluminum, steel, copper, and brass. They buy farm machinery, cars, trucks, tractors, and auto batteries. If you need a hydraulic hose, they can make that for you. Looking for a part for your automobile or farm machinery? Give them a call at 647-3490 or stop by and see them on County Highway Y off of Highway 80, Richland Center. Serving you for over 53 years, where nobody is a stranger, just a friend they haven't met. At L&M Salvage.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Thursday, September 12th, at our Richland Center store only, we are having a Milwaukee one-day tool sale. Stop in and see demos with the latest Milwaukee M18 tools, plus great deals on kits and bear tools. Also, there will be free giveaways, food, and soda. So stop in from 10 to 2 at our Richland Center store only to see this sale and other great deals available. And as always, we appreciate your business.
School is back. Drivers, slow down in school zones and watch for kids at crosswalks. Let's make this year safe for everyone. This message is sponsored by Oakwood Fruit Farm, Cobus and Bus Richland Center, Richland Electric Cooperative, and Riverdale Ag Service of Muscadet.
Today's specials are country and community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
Time to play a few brand new releases in country music. We begin with a young lady who will be in front of the grandstands on Saturday night at the Richland County Fair. This is Ashley Ryan.
Saw him walking in with me on his arm. You looked him up and down from behind the bar. Put your hand on his hand when he put down his car. Girl, we both know and linger just a little too long. Oh, no. Oh, honey, bless your heart. Already undid a couple buttons, pushing up them D's, telling him the first drink's on me. Oh, poor girl, you got nothing better to do. Sweet. your number on the back of his coaster. I'ma put your pretty face on a missing persons poster.
She'll be at the Richland County Fair on Saturday night. Ashley Ryan, and that's her latest called Poor Girl. Fresh from the country here on a Friday morning, September 6th. A busy, busy day here at the radio studios. We'll have Richland County Fair reports a little later on today as well. And chances to win. Our trivia question of the day is up in about 15 minutes or so. 54 very comfortable degrees. You may want to take along a jacket if you're headed toward a football game tonight or the Richland County Fair as well. It'll catch you, especially if you're out there a little bit later on and we head to that overnight low of 39. But then it's all going to change again. It's just kind of a brief respite, it seems like. Here's a song that's been doing well lately for Dylan Scott into the top 40 this week.
Gave us that hilltop place to park, gave us them girls that stole her hearts, gave us them books up on the wall, the way we live and the way we talk. Gave us state that senior year, them country stores to buy that beer, a place to go nobody knows, where you take it in and you take it slow, like that river rolls where that green grass grows. I can't explain it, oh, it's something, ain't it? Yeah, we should paint it. Tore down them old two-lane roads. We either stole every sign or left them in bullet holes. It wasn't nowhere as bad as we all said that it was. Yeah, looking back at it now, this town's been too good to us. Race held on the weekends, yeah. Man, what were we thinking when we said we'd leave it in a cloud of dust? This town's been too good to us. In a back row pew, good dirt that the corn grows through, good water that can wash away our sins, good times and some damn good friends. Whole lot of not too much to do, all the time in the world to do it. Every bit of that down home dirt was heaven on earth and we never knew it. Yeah, we sure painted it up, tore down them old two-lane roads. We either stole every sign or left them in bullet holes. It wasn't as bad as we all said that it was. Yeah, looking back at it now, this town's been too good to us. Race held on the weekends, yeah. Man, what were we thinking when we said we'd leave it in a cloud of dust? This town's been too good to us. Too good to us. Slow like that river rolls where green grass grows. I can't explain it. All is something, ain't it? Yeah, we sure painted it up, tore down them old two-lane roads. We either stole every sign or left them in bullet holes. It wasn't nowhere as bad as we all said that it was. Yeah, look.
Dylan Scott on WRCO, fresh from the country today.
When I say Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel, most people think about their ice cream, but it's so much more. You can pick up some pasture-raised, never-given antibiotic and GMO-free beef. Or you can pick up some milk, butter, and cheese. You can find honey, coffee, jams, maple syrup, krauts. And, of course, you can let them do the cooking. Check out their wonderful menu of delectable items at Utter Brothers Creamery and Restaurant in Boscobel.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate. Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems, submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Slow ruins everything, so why not pay less for fast? U.S. Cellular's home internet gives you the speed you need for just $39.99 per month when bundled with a wireless plan with a 3-year price lock guarantee. Get fast 5G home internet made simple. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
Ditch that cable and lock in your home internet rate at $39.99 per month for 3 full years. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Viroqua.
Choosing to bundle your auto and homeowners coverage isn't just convenient, it can save you money. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. On top of the monthly savings when bundling auto and homeowners, our agency can help you select affordable coverages and price options just for you. It's what we call the personal price plan. How do I start bundling? Well, whether you call, email, or drop by the office, talking to the Julie Karen State Farm team is the first step to discovering how much time, effort, and money you could save by bundling your auto and homeowners coverage. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
22 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here at WRCO Radio. Again, the word to text this hour if you want to be eligible for the chance to win some Brewer tickets or be a part of that grand opening about the story of the 82 Brewers at the Marcus Majestic in Waukesha. You can text that word right now on the WRCO app. That is the word Euchre, U-E-C-K-E-R. Euchre is the word that can make you a winner, and keep listening for your chance to win and qualify in this statewide contest from WRCO Radio. If you haven't done so, download the app and text the corresponding hour's keyword when you hear it given to you here on the radio. Euchre is the one that you need to text this morning. We have chances for you to win along the way this morning as well from WRCO. The trivia question of the day is sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Family owned and operated with made from scratch bakery items, unique lunch options, and locally sourced products.
Hello everyone, Kenny the Wannabe Baker here from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Deli. Shop local is the theme at Christie's Sunnyside. Not only do we sell local products, but we use those products in the foods we make and bake for you. So if you like local, check us out on Facebook or give us a call at 649-2253. We are open Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thanks again from Christie's Sunnyside, where every day is sunny.
All right, here's the question of the day. We're going to give you a chance to win. It's a tough one this morning, so good luck. The most common recurring dreams include, number one, falling. Number two, being chased. What is the number three common recurring dream. According to a survey, 608-647-4155, the number three recurring dream that you wake up and you're like, oh, wow, I was only dreaming. Here's a new one from Cooper Allen.
I ain't gonna lie, yeah, I've sold some lies. Had too much fun on some Saturday nights. Pride gets the best of my hard head sometimes. I straighten arrows, got swerves. Grace isn't what I deserve. Backslider. No, I ain't easy to love. More washed in the whiskey than washed in the blood. Lord knows that I ain't no saint. I'm just the kind of sinner that Jesus saves. I'm just the kind of sinner that Jesus saves.
Brand new, fresh on the country on WRCO Radio, and that was Cooper Allen. Congratulations to our winner. The most common recurring dreams include number one, falling. Number two, being chased. Number three, that's what we're looking for this morning. The number three most common recurring dream is being back in school as an adult. Yeah, someone guessed being naked in front of the class. Well, that I guess that might go along with that, too. I've never really had that particular dream. I guess I've had a few where I was back in school, and it's always weird because it's not people you were in class with. You know, you're in school, and all of a sudden there's Joanne and, you know, Henry, and, you know, that'd be quite a class right there. And the other one that I have quite often is having been in a lot of plays, I have this dream that I'm backstage and they're like, okay, it's your turn to go on. And I'm like, what play am I in? I don't know. Although that might've been one of my best performances ever had I not known that. The other one I have is that I'm farming, you know, and my dad is there and we're doing something and I can't quite fix something. And all of a sudden I wake up and like, oh, okay, yeah, that was it. So that's probably my top five dreams. Chris Storr is the winner today of the Christie's cookies given to us by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe right there in downtown Richland Center. Speaking of being back in school as an adult, on the morning show this morning, some former Ithaca students that are now in a position of being teachers. Yes. Responsibility. So that's it. So they do. I don't know if they have that dream about being back in school. They are back in school. Behind the desk, though, here's a new one from Aaron Halliday on FM 100.9.
Ain't like the music's too loud. Ain't like the this ain't my crowd. And I know you know I love this song. Girl, it's you looking like that. That's got me looking right back at that door that we just walked in. And no, I don't feel like dancing tonight. Baby, that's right.
New fresh from the country, Aaron Holiday on WRCO FM 100.9. It's 13 minutes before 9. We'll have more fresh from the country coming up here in just a moment. Don't miss the Family Thrift Shop Anything Summer 50 Cent Sale happening September 4th through September 7th. Like them on Facebook and check out the pop-up sales and featured silent auction treasures. Shop smart, where your donations are appreciated and your purchases have helped support our local community for over 50 years. The Family Thrift Shop, 120 South Main Street. Open Wednesday to Friday, 9 to 5, Saturday, 10 to 4. See you there at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center has been a partner in creating opportunities for local people and businesses since 1881. That's a lot of different loans for a lot of different people in a lot of different circumstances, but all decided the same way by local people at your local hometown independent bank, the Richland County Bank. See what a local bank can do for you. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's time to roll up your sleeves and get your shots. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Viking Pharmacy, and Community Pharmacy are now scheduling flu and COVID shots. Protect yourself and your loved ones by getting these essential vaccines. It's quick, easy, and the best way to keep those pesky bugs at bay. Go online to ramchealth.com to schedule your appointment. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Sleepy Hollow offers Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC certified parts and service for your vehicle. Just drive right in. No appointment needed. That's right, just drive right in for oil changes and maintenance at Sleepy Hollow. Can't make it to the dealership? We offer mobile service and free pickup and delivery. Need a courtesy car? We've got you covered. 24-hour towing? Collision Center, GM Certified Service, Medium Duty Truck Shop, plus Auto Glass, Bedliners, and more. At Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you. That's Sleepy Hollow Chevy Buick GMC on Viroqua's North Side.
Richard! Rides Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
We all try to drive safely. We watch our speed, we wash our windshield, we maintain our vehicles, and we try to obey the traffic laws. If only deer would do the same. Richards Insurance wants to remind you to watch out for deer. Use your high beams when there is no oncoming traffic, and be aware of deer crossing signs as you are out and about. Besides, deer season isn't until fall. Visit RichardsInsure.com or call 585-2137.
Wilkinson Law Group is hosting a free estate planning seminar, How to Keep the Family Farm in the Family, on Thursday, September 12th at the Hillsboro Firemen's Community Center. This free seminar will cover the basics of estate planning and help give you ideas on how to keep your family farm in the family. A free estate planning seminar, Thursday, September 12th at the Hillsboro Firemen's Community Center. No registration necessary. More info at WilkinsonLawGroup.com.
Choosing to bundle your auto and homeowners coverage isn't just convenient, it can save you money. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. On top of the monthly savings when bundling auto and homeowners, our agency can help you select affordable coverages and price options just for you. It's what we call the personal price plan. How do I start bundling? Well, whether you call, email, or drop by the office, talking to the Julie Karen State Farm team is the first step to discovering how much time, effort, and money you could save by bundling your auto and homeowners coverage. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hello, this is Marty Richards. On behalf of the Willow Valley United Methodist Church, I invite you to connect with our community and congregation for worship and connectivity. We are a welcoming church that enjoys visitors and guests. If you are searching for a place to belong, come just as you are. Every Sunday, 10:30 a.m. in downtown Ithaca at the Willow Valley United Methodist Church.
That was Marty Richards. He sounds like a nice young man. He'll be on the morning show studio with us today as well. It is Fresh from the Country time from WRCO Radio, and we're heading toward 9. We'll also have updates from the Richland County Fair. We'll have some youngsters making their radio debuts. We always like that time. In fact, I had my opportunity when I was in 4-H to be on WRCO, and luckily, no record of that tape is still around here, because I think it was just like, I like 4-H. Like, that was about all they got out of me at that point. But nonetheless, how are you doing today, Bo?
Doing good, Phil. Doing good. I have a bounty, actually, on that to see if we can find somebody.
Find that tape?
Yeah.
My 4-H debut?
For science purposes.
Oh, for science. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Hopefully the tape has oxidized and, you know, withered away, but I don't know. We'll see. So fantasy football last night.
Yeah.
Tim has Patrick Mahomes, and basically I think one player just beat my whole team. So what do you do?
Well, I you know, when it came down to the draft, and Tim especially, he
did well.
Mr. Fabulous never ceases to amaze.
Right.
You know, hey, though, you still have time. There's a lot of players on your team. I have faith that you're still going to put up some points.
Yeah. Well, we'll try. We'll do our best. I got to give him a pep talk before the weekend. But anyway, we're busy here. Packers start at 5 today. That's crazy.
And you, like you said, fair reports. We got Brewers on AM. And then tonight, we got our big Facebook live broadcast of high school sports.
We do. We're looking forward to the first ever Facebook only.
Yeah.
Yep. River Valley at Dodgeville.
But don't worry, everybody. We're not having the cameras on. Remember, we have voices for radio, not faces for radio.
No, we don't want to be seen. Here's a new one that's moving up really fast for Luke Combs. Combs, a big mover this week into the top 10, Ain't No Love in Oklahoma. Here's a look at this week's top 5. Dustin Lynch and Jelly Roll at number 5 with Chevrolet. Morgan Wallen and Ernest with Cowgirls at number 4. Number 3, Drew Baldridge, She's Somebody's Daughter, former number 1, down to number 3. Post Malone and Morgan Wallen, I Had Some Help at number 2. Number 1, back at the top after a couple of weeks, Shaboozy.
Baby born a Birkin, she's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries, the list goes on and on. It's 9 to 5, ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems, I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two-stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fish Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Since I left, I ain't changing for a check. Tell my mind I ain't forget.
Oh Lord.
Woke up drunk at 10 a.m. We gon' do this shit again. Tell your girl to bring a friend. Oh Lord. One. Here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell them bring another round. We need plenty more. Two stepping on the table. She don't need a dance floor. Oh my. Good Lord. Someone pull me up a double shot of whiskey. Comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. When it's last call and they kick us out the door. It's getting kinda late, but the ladies want some more. Oh my, good lord.
Tell them drink some.
Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street.